It's Friday, the 10th of October, and it's a half and half morning. To the east, blue sky and the promise of sunshine, and above and to the west, the threat of rain. In fact, it just started raining there a couple of minutes ago, but it's not heavy rain, it's quite nice. But I don't have my usual big umbrella. That is my Acer tree. Well, it's still there, but it's half naked, so not enough cover. If it gets heavy enough, I'll have to wander over to probably the only decent dry spot in the garden, below the big, getting bigger too, Wisley conifer. But it's not as cold this morning, although it's still cold. I'm not going to go through the grading system as per yesterday. Let's just say that it is cool. And it's a nice morning, even with the rain. Slept. I was going to say slept well. Actually, I did sleep well last night, but there was something in my mind, something good. Positive, something that gets my mind going when I went to bed, and even when I returned to bed after about 4 a.m. from a nature call. No, it wasn't a blackbird on the windowsill. My mind jumped back to this thing. I only chucked it in. This item. And then I had, my mind was working on this, but eventually I did get back to sleep. But the problem is I didn't get to sleep really quick last night, because, and neither did my wife, though she won't admit it. We've never had the heating on since it was turned off way back when spring came in. And when the house has gotten cold, we've just shoved a jumper on or a fleece. Last night, she said, I'm going to stick the heating on for a wee bit, just to take the chill off the house. And I thought, right, okay. So, a wee while later, I'm out washing the car in preparation for today. This was about 5:30. I came back in the house and wow, slam dunk into the Sahara Desert. Temperatures, and I checked, I should put the heating off, but she must have just put it off. 20 degrees the house was at. Now it's been 20 through the summer when it was really warm and we had that good spell of weather, but there is a difference in the kind of heat, if that sounds mad. So I actually found the house far too warm for the rest of the evening. I was sitting in my big chair with my shorts on and my shirt. No joggy bottoms and no socks and no top. It was just too warm. So I think what happened when we went to bed last night, 20 degrees in the bedroom was just too warm to get off to sleep. Crazy, but it's getting heavier now. Can you hear that? I'm going to have to do a wee bit of shelter. It's getting a wee bit too wet. Right, now we've got our back against a new fence. Below Wisley Eye. And I'm looking back towards the house and my beautiful ivy that is devoid 60% now, but those leaves that are on that, I mean, they're much, some of them are much, much bigger than my hand, and they are the most beautiful pink, dusky pink and pale green, absolutely beautiful, even without the sun. So beautiful. You know, it's nice when you get something that rewards you every year. You know, you can have the big laurel to the left, which rewards you by being evergreen, being hardy, being vigorous. You don't need to tend to it. In fact, you can hack it to bits, which I've done about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it just keeps coming back. It's like Rambo. And then you get something like that ivy that is just plain old green, but a nice green throughout the summer. And then rewards you in the autumn with stupendous colour. And that's what I like. Things in life that reward you, if you tend to them and look after them, then they pay you back by some means, you know. It's a bit like life, really, you know, if you... Or it's maybe what we expect in life, but we don't get, you know. In fact, it's actually, now that I think of it, it's actually could be almost the reverse in life, because the more you care for someone, the more you tend to them, the more you look after them, or help them, or be nicer, or befriend them more. I'm not saying it never, you never rewarded, but in life, in human life anyway, that's when you tend to get played on. You become, what's the expression I'm looking for? Expected. And the ones that neglect tend to get more attention. It's hard to describe, but I know we've had many a life experience of that. Not just myself, but myself and my wife. Where you've done so much for someone or some people, and they reward you by not treating you properly. Just expecting you to do things. And this isn't about some recent incident, by the way, it just came into my head, as it does. If you get a dog and look after it and tend to, it rewards you with tail wagging and snuggling up to you and being a fabulous member of your family, whatever size your family is, becomes a real friend to you. If only people in life were like that, you know, but they're not. Not a lot of the time it works in reverse. Just a thought come into my head there. It was something, I may have mentioned this before, it was something that Joe Fishwick read out in a piece of audio a while ago, and it was if humans acted like dogs, and there was a long list of what dogs do, and it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and it actually highlighted the fact just how bad us humans are to each other. I wonder why people prefer animals. The midges are out below this conifer. There was a diversion for you. Actually, I quite like this because I get a lean against these lovely big tall boards. So, this morning, hopefully by around 9 a.m, we'll be off. We are heading way down to Northumberland again, to Haggerston Castle, and all that that brings. Do love going down there. To me, it's the gem of England, the jewel in the crown. Beautiful place to go. It's like travelling into another world, a world of peace and quiet and sounds of nature and sea and Ah, lovely people.